Happy Hour is presented by Crown Royal Regal Apple. Drink responsibly.
Another cold open in the attic. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Ohio State faces challenges, the NBA considers expansion, and Team USA sticks it to Canada, which I believe you had, Wilbon. But we begin today with Trevor Lawrence announcing that he will indeed forego his last year of college eligibility and enter the NFL draft. Wilbon, he is presumed to be the number one pick. How should he feel about what awaits him in the NFL?
Yeah, how does last year's Heisman Trophy winning overall number one draft pick playing in Cincinnati, how's he feel? I mean, physically, you know, he feels battered, and also they weren't able to win many games, yeah. Tony. So this is the territory.
That's right.
Is what you get. You know, you look back to Troy Aikman, you look back to Peyton Manning. You don't have to just go 1-1 overall. You can look at some people who were simply drafted by bad teams because they're looking for a quarterback slash savior, and this is what you get. You get other people running you over. You get to be the welcome mat. You get to be the homecoming opponent. If you're lucky, only for 1 year, and then you start to ascend. But if you're going to Jacksonville right now, I'm not going to say the cupboard's bare, but it ain't stocked. You're going to be hurting for a while, most probably your entire rookie season.
So what you want to avoid if you're the NFL is an Archie Manning situation where a guy goes to a bad team, gets beaten up, can't get protected, and doesn't win any games. We don't know if this is going to happen to Joe Burrow, but as you say, maybe he won one or two games before he got hurt. My feeling is that if Trevor Lawrence goes to Jacksonville, at least in the short term, he goes into exile. He's going to a place, you know, that's an outpost in the NFL. He's going to a place that for years it seemed like all their home games were in London because there's no clamor for an NFL team in Jacksonville. They've been tarping the seats there for years and years, but you could sell 200,000 seats to Florida against Florida State in that same stadium, and that's the difference. So if you want this kid to be a savior and you think it's going to happen right away, I don't think it's going to happen right away. Honestly, Mike, I think it's the worst franchise in the league right now, and I don't know that the NFL wants to have him there, but that's the way it's going to be.
Well, Tony, but this is the way the draft is set up. This is the way the league is set up. This is the way several professional sports in North America are set up. In basketball, it can work either way. We've seen some people when the teams weren't quite as bad at the top of the heap. Irvin Johnson, Larry Bird, Tim Duncan. We've seen them join teams, and wow, zoom, they're pretty much in contention because there was a circumstance that allowed them to join a team that wasn't all that bad. That circumstance doesn't exist in Jacksonville. If it was further down, that circumstance doesn't exist with the New York Jets. They're going to go into this league with a bad team, and that team is not going to go worse to first. It'd be a miracle if that team was going worse to first.
No. You get the overall number one pick because you're a stinking team at that point, and you don't know how long it takes to turn around. There are questions out there for this guy. Who's going to be the coach? Is Urban Meyer going to be the coach? You know, he turns around teams pretty well. Or if he's the coach, would he take Justin Fields? Is Dabo Swinney going to be the coach? Does he even want to go to Jacksonville? Will he say what John Elway and Eli Manning said? I don't want
to go. That's right.
And
great
so
point, Tony.
We have months to see. We have months to see what this is going to be. We don't.
Justin Fields has one more game before he can join Lawrence in the NFL draft pool. Fields expects to play through the injury to his side in Monday night's title game, with Ohio State coach Ryan Day saying his quarterback woke up Saturday morning feeling better than expected. The Buckeyes are also reportedly dealing with a COVID outbreak of unknown dimension. Tone, what's the word for how Ohio State fans should be feeling right now?
I think they should be feeling overjoyed, Mike. They're in the championship game. They played six games to get into the playoffs, just six, because that committee was holding a spot for them if they could beat Northwestern. They pounded Clemson. They get an Alabama team with a leaky defense. So I think they should be overjoyed. And in terms of coronavirus and all of that, I don't think that matters to Ohio State. I mean, look, it's your conference, and they talk about science, and they talk about safety. But But they want to play in the championship game. They want to win a championship. It's about money, and it's about Crystal, and I don't blame them at all.
I don't blame them, Tony, but I'm going the other way. I think they ought to feel apprehensive. They ought to feel worried as hell right now. All right, they got TV in Columbus. They know how good Alabama looks. I don't care if Alabama's defense is ranked, past defense is ranked 79th or whatever the hell it was ranked. They look at Alabama. They know Alabama can stomp anybody, especially they get on top of you and they can roll, Tony. And even if their defense is a little suspect, fine, they can beat you 55-35 if they need to. So, no, they're in it. They're in it. All that other stuff from earlier and late in the summer and early in the fall, that's gone now. You know, all the stuff from, well, you know, Dabo's going to vote us 11th or 35th or 42nd. All that's gone now. The only feeling they should have is directed at how they feel about this game with Alabama for the national championship. Now, they beat Alabama once in the Final Four in this tournament and got to the championship and won. This different Alabama, Tony. Alabama's heavily favored, and so they ought to be apprehensive.
Well, I mean, I don't know how heavily favored they are at this point. Justin Fields got hurt in that last game and then came back in that last game, and he was – nine's not a lot. Justin Fields came back into the game, and he was terrific. He's had 11 days, I think, to rest in between games, and yeah. I expect him to do very well. What's interesting to me about this whole story is, if you remember, Mike, on Monday, this story was out in the wind, and we were wondering, are they going to postpone this? And I wondered, by Wednesday, what was going to happen? Well, nothing is going to happen because they're going to play this game. And you know what, Mike? I'm going to watch it, and so are you. And I'm happy to watch it. The NBA currently has 30 teams. Adam Silver is thinking about going to 32 because expansion fees go directly to the owners. If two expansion teams come in for, say, $5 billion, every owner gets about $165 million. Who wouldn't do that? Even if it means two more teams that aren't competitive for a title. Wilbon, are you excited about NBA expansion?
Part of it. I'm excited to see a team go back to Seattle because I was covering this league when we went to Seattle a lot. And it's one of the great cities in North America, in my top three or four personally. And the NBA should never have left Seattle over a stadium issue. You know, you use your leverage, you do what you can. They remodeled once. I understand it wasn't enough. But to leave Vancouver and Seattle when everything else in the world, particularly technology, is moving northwest, and to just bail on those two cities, it's one of the few big NBA miscalculations and missteps of that time period. And that was under David Stern, who we all know did one hell of a job in every other conceivable way, but not that way. So there ought to be a team in Seattle. I don't particularly care where the other team goes. I know there's suggestions out there. Good. You can have 32. It's fine. But Seattle's what I'm excited about, and I'm excited for the people there who always embraced and loved their professional basketball.
So I'm not going to rail against this kind of expansion. The NFL has 32 teams. When Seattle, as you mentioned, joins the NHL, they're going to have 32 teams. If the NBA wants 32 teams, fine. I mean, look, owners need money too. If they can't bring fans in for 2 years, two seasons, they need to get some money. Players are going to be happy because it's more jobs, and they're going to get some money. So you're not going to catch me railing against it. The critical thing is, how did they disperse the players? The Vegas team in the NHL went to the finals the first year. Yeah. And that's a good story, except if you're if you're an owner who hadn't been in the finals in 15 to 20 years, and you're saying, how did they get in there? So there's got to be a better way, probably, of making the team pretty good, because you don't want it like the Mets. You don't want a team that stunk for 7 or 8 years. You don't, not for $2.5 billion, which is an astronomical sum of money to me. $2.5 billion.
It is, Tony, and so is $5 billion. And that's the number you divvy up and you get whatever you get. And teams get, you know, approximately $160 million, whatever they get. But yes, Tony, that is how you recover from not having fans in the stands for as long as they've been absent in the NBA. We understand that, and the owners need that. Yes. What is it going to do to the product? I don't know what it'll do to the product. I hate to see the lessening. To me, an ideal number in any of these leagues would probably be like 24. You know, with apologies to the players' unions for taking away jobs at that point. But I'm happy to see a team at least in Seattle, and I hope they get it right with the second team.
Second team will probably go to Vegas because you want to make sure that free agents will come. One of the things that will happen is Carmelo Anthony gets 3 more years in the league and Mike D'Antoni gets a spot as a head coach somewhere again. Let's take a break. Coming up, Tom Brady has a lot of pressure on his shoulders this Saturday. But does Josh Allen have even more?
And would you rather be the Titans or the Ravens Sunday? Toss-up is next. Sorta, kinda.
It's interesting to me. Who's going to buy these teams? Steve Ballmer already owns one team. Is he going to buy two more?
There's billionaires, Tony.
Because $2.5 billion is astonishing.
There are plenty of billionaires now. Plenty of billionaires.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Crown Royal Regal Apple. Great taste is great taste is great taste. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Crown Royal Regal Apple, part of Happy Hour.
What's better than a third straight day of mail time? A toss-up themed mail time. And let's get the first one from the host who is closest to the mailbox. I believe that would be me. Here we go,
Mike. Up.
Which quarterback has more pressure to win on Saturday, Josh Allen or Tom Brady?
All right, let's just get one thing straight from the beginning here. There's no pressure on Tom Brady ever again to do anything. If Tom Brady loses, if Tom Brady goes out in the first quarter because he has a sneezing attack, what the hell's going to happen? Somebody going to go to his house and take some of the rings away that he's already won? Tom Brady doesn't have any pressure. If Tom Brady retired today, he's fine. He's going to have the gold jacket in Canton. Doesn't matter what Tom Brady does. The other guy hasn't won squad douche, as you used to say. It's this, I don't know, second playoff game, max third, and won anything. So the pressure is on Jay Allen, not on TB12. There's no more pressure ever on Tom Brady.
So this is very interesting to me that you would say that, because I look at it this way. Josh Allen hasn't won an important game in his life, and Tom Brady has 6 Super Bowl rings. So the obvious answer is yours. The pressure is on Josh Allen. But the correct answer is the pressure is on Tom Brady. Josh Allen is going to go out there against Indianapolis, a team they figure to beat because it's a dome team and it's going to be outdoors. But they have a good defense. So it would be understandable if Josh Allen was a little bit nervous. Tom Brady is going to play a team that's 7-9 that doesn't even belong in the playoffs. And Tom Brady is the GOAT. And he's the same Tom Brady that Chase Young says he wants a piece of, that got you so excited yesterday when you heard
about
that. If Tom Brady goes out to a 7-9 team, then everybody's going to say his season was a failure. And you, Michael Wilbon, you're going to laugh at him. If Josh Allen goes out, people go, so what, Josh Allen?
That's why you've got your argument so ridiculously reversed. My goodness. Tom Brady under pressure.
Which team would you rather be on Sunday, the Ravens or the Titans?
Tony, I think the Ravens, you talk about a team with a little bit of pressure, even though the Ravens have won a couple of Super Bowls. There's still some pressure to me because this quarterback, Mr. Lamar Jackson, he hasn't won any one a playoff game. He hasn't even looked good in those playoff games. So I think actually the pressure's on him, but I'd be the Ravens because I think the Ravens are fine in attack mode. I think the Ravens are fine when they've got this get back, this, you know, retribution theme surrounding them 24-7. I think that's how they thrive. I wouldn't mind being Tennessee, but I'll take the Ravens in this case, needing to win a game.
So let's drill down on this a little bit, because I believe the answer to this rests on the shoulders of one guy and one guy only, Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson?
He's 0-2 in the playoffs. Yeah, he's 0-2 in the playoffs so far. He has 3 touchdown passes and 3 interceptions. He has no rushing touchdowns, and he has 2 fumbles lost. So that's 5 turnovers. His team has scored a total of 29 points. That's all in those games, composite, 29 points. It's all attributable to him. It's all on his shoulders, and he was the MVP last year. I think if he plays well, they're going to win. We know what Tennessee is. They are a known commodity. They got a great running back. They got a very good quarterback, and they got a lousy defense. Let me check the numbers here. They are 24th in points allowed, and Baltimore is 7th in points scored. So that's the game. It's Lamar Jackson versus a bad defense. I personally, yes, I would rather be Baltimore. I would. That's
it. We both would be.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, the Dolphins make a change that might help Tua.
And Steph Curry and the Dubs have a chance to prove they are back. Steph Curry, 92 points in his last 2 games.
I think if they got a wide receiver.
Yeah. One from Alabama.
Well, he had 62
and 30.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Crown Royal Regal Apple. Great taste is great taste is great taste. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 61st birthday, Howie Long. You see him on the Fox pregame show. You see him doing those shoe commercials. You probably think of Howie Long as a television person. You may not realize what a great football player he was. Howie Long was an 8-time Pro Bowler as a defensive end for the Raiders. He was a Super Bowl champion in 1984. He was elected to the Hall of Fame after his 13-year career, all with the Raiders in both Oakland and Los Angeles. Howie Long may be the greatest football player ever out of Villanova. His sons, Chris and Kyle, played with distinction in the NFL. So if the Mannings can't show up at your banquet, ask the Longs. Little known fact about Howie Long is that as a high schooler in Massachusetts, he set state records in the shot put and the discus. Wilbon will tell you that in person, Long is every bit as nice as he appears to be on television. On a personal note, if you can hook me up with some of those Skechers, I'm a 10 and a half.
My neighbors out here in North Scottsdale some parts of the year, Tony, and they should be credited, Howie and his wife, with raising sons who didn't have to wait. They don't know comment when it comes to social justice. They're at the front of the line, in the locker room or out. Those guys are to be celebrated for their stances and their courage.
Now we move down one chair as we continue our tribute to the Fox pregame show, and we say, happy anniversary, Michael Strahan. On this day 19 years ago, the Giants Hall of Fame defensive end set the NFL single season sack record at 22 and a half when he sort of tackled Brett Favre, who sort of fell down right in front of Strahan. Everybody thought the fix was in. Strahan took a lot of gas. But let's look at Michael Strahan now. He is being paid by 2 networks. Raise your hand if you can say that. He does football for Fox and Good Morning America for ABC. He is one of the most familiar morning TV faces in the country. People who don't know Aaron Rodgers from Aaron Boone can tell you all about Michael Strahan and Kelly Ripa. And because he was a guest on this show very early on, we like to take credit for all of his TV successes.
Well, maybe you do, Tony. But Michael Strahan's locker is a place as a sports writer for the Washington Post that I would camp out at on Sunday afternoons to hear some wit and wisdom and explain to me exactly what the hell was going on with the Giants defense. I can't thank him enough for doing that or for being a guest of ours early in the history of this show, as you mentioned.
I got to tell you, Mike, he was the one guy where we both said right away, oh, he's got a future in television.
A big future.
Happy trails to Team Canada. The United States upset heavily favored Canada 2-0 last night to win the World Junior Championship in Edmonton. Goalie Spencer Knight, a Florida Panthers prospect, stopped all 34 shots he faced. It was his third shutout of the tournament and came against the Canadian team that had outscored opponents 41-4. When Los Angeles Kings prospect Alex Turcotte scored to give the U.S. a 1-0 lead, it was the first 5-on-5 goal Canada allowed all tournament and the first time they had ever trailed. Anaheim Ducks draft pick Trevor Zegras, who scored the second goal last night, led the tournament in scoring and was named MVP. After the game, the U.S. took a celebratory picture with a trash can with the Canadian logo on it. The U.S. said, oh, they meant no disrespect. Their motto was one barrel at a time. And this was just the last barrel. Well, but I'm not sure I'm buying this. I'm not.
No. Just be big in victory. The victory is great. It's an upset of, yes, it's huge. It's a big deal. But, you know, let's act like you've been there before, because you have.
Oh,
by the
yeah,
way, Tony,
I think the NHL season is starting a week from tonight. 4-1 in gold medal games against Canada. Is that right?
Come on now.
A week from tonight? Good.
A week from tonight.
No
NHL
errors,
back.
Nothing bad. We go to the big finish.
Let's go.
Chan Gailey resigned as offensive coordinator of the Dolphins. Your thoughts?
I know he was there for like one season. I don't really get what's going on. Dolphins got a lot of changes coming up. We'll see how they work out. The Giants are retaining GM Dave Gettleman for a fourth season. Does that make sense to you?
Okay, look, they've had a lot of losing seasons, and their quarterback has turned the ball over, but they just hired Joe Judge. I think you want a certain amount of continuity. I think you want to at least give them another season together just to see. I would not get rid of him. Frank Gore has been a great back. Says he hasn't decided whether to return for a 17th season. Should he?
Tony, I don't think he can catch Emmitt Smith, but I mean, he keeps playing this well for this long. If he feels healthy and ready to do it, why not? Kentucky beat Vandy last night to move to 3-6. Is two straight turning the corner?
Okay, I'm not going to talk about turning the corner. I'm going to say this, that if you look at the roster that Kentucky has every single year, they have great players up and down. By the time the tournament comes around, they're always a good team. They're going to be a good team at the tournament because Kentucky. Come on, stop it. Clippers and Warriors tonight, Mr. NBA. Who you got?
Warriors getting better. Clippers took a tough loss last night when Kawhi missed a three against San Antonio. I'm going to go with the Clippers to rebound here, Tony, but Steph Curry's on a roll.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time, and I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. Here's SportsCenter, Savannah. Champagne? Where's my champagne?
I thought you just drink Kir Royales. Now you're drinking champagne out of the bottle?